This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Pichar Project is a social enterprise that works on empowering marginalized communities in Malaysia through food catering. At the upcoming Urbanscapes Festival, the Pichar Project is presenting something a little bit different, an immersive experience called This Is Home, which highlights the life journey of refugees and puts us momentarily in their shoes. The exhibition will be on from the 3rd to the 18th of November at the Urbanscapes House. Joining me today to tell us more about This Is Home is Suzanne Ling, who is co-founder of the Pichar Project and curator of the exhibition. How are you today, Suzanne?
I'm good. Hi.
So I'm quite curious about how the idea for this experience came about.
Throughout the past 2.5 years working with the refugee families, we have had so many experience hearing their stories and hearing about how life is back home. And we really realized that all these refugee families, they really had a pretty normal life back in their countries, just like us. And they are forced to flee their country due to reasons that they can't control, like war, persecution. So we really hope that more people get to understand that they have a home. And right now, KL is their home. And we want to let people understand how life is for them through this exhibition, which is why this exhibition highlights three main parts. The first is called Home Back Home, where we have recreation of homes from Syria, Afghanistan, and also Myanmar, so that when we go into the exhibition, we can actually have a glimpse of how home looks like back in their country. And I think that helps us relate a lot more, because their homes, some of them look like ours before the war broke up. And that's part one, Home Back Home. And the part two will be called Journey from Home, where a simple story of how they left their country and their journey to Kuala Lumpur is actually illustrated through like a simple drawing, which you will see at Urbanscapes. Mm-hmm. So everyone will be able to get a copy of that, and you can bring it home with the story as well, so that you can understand how did they come from their country to Kuala Lumpur. And the third part, very important, is called Now This Is Home, which is a very simple VR experience of how their home looks like now in KL. And I think this whole experience will really bring us through how they have left home, how they have journeyed here to KL, and how home looks like to them here. And with that understanding, we really hope to create more awareness among the public that they did not make this choice to leave and come to Malaysia, but they are really forced to. And since they are here now, why not we try to help them make this their home too? So that's how the idea came about.
It is actually, I mean, the title of it is very simple, but it's also very layered, because even from your explanation, I get the sense this idea of home, it can change and it can evolve in so many ways, right?
Yes.
How did you gather the information and the experiences to create the exhibition?
I think the most challenging part will be the home back home part. So what we did was we do a lot of research online on how their home looks like back in their country. And then with a few reference photos, we cross-check with our chefs who are from those countries to make sure, oh, does it look like that? Does your sofa look like this? Yeah. And once they have confirmed it, we have gone out to source for the furniture, the wallpaper and things like that. And we just keep cross-checking with our families to make sure that we recreate a scene that represent their country. So that will be set out. We will have three of them, and I'm pretty excited to share with more people how it will look like.
Are you working directly with refugees who are currently in Malaysia in terms of the setup or in terms of the ideation process?
So for the ideation process, it's not so much working directly with them, but it's using all the information that we have gathered for the past 2.5 years. So, for example, the story of how they came to Malaysia is also the true story of our chef. So we have heard all the things that they have shared with us, the things that they go through, and for example, how far they have walked, where they have gone through before coming to Kuala Lumpur. And with all that, we turn it into art. Mm-hmm. Because we think that spreading awareness can also come in very creative and fun ways. And we hope that this time through art, we are able to spread more awareness on top of spreading awareness through food, as what Pichar does.
Right. And this actually fits in with some initiatives that we've seen, I think, globally as well. There have been a few different mobile-based experiences or apps that let you sort of see what a refugee's communications are like. Yeah. There have been online projects that let you experience a journey.
Yes, that's right.
Did these kind of inspire the experience as well?
Yes. So before setting up this whole exhibition, we did a lot of research online to see how things are done overseas. And we realized that in Malaysia, it hasn't been done yet, like a full exhibition like this, where it's very experiential with VR and recreation of homes. So we thought that it would be great to start this, and which is why after gathering different ideas, we decided to set this up as the first exhibition now here in Malaysia.
So I'm curious, because when I think about home, obviously it's not an abstract idea.
Yeah.
It is a very sort of, you know, there's a living room, there's a bedroom, there's a kitchen. Are we going to be able to see like these various elements?
So for this, the recreation of home, it's sort of a corner of the home. So it's about 3 meters times 3 meters. And we will see a corner of their living room. So we wish we can recreate the whole home, but because of space, so we will start with just a corner as for now. But a corner will come with, of course, it will come with story, it will come with the background. And in the home, there will also... No, I'll keep this as a surprise. No, not going to share it.
Yeah. And how about on the day itself as a visitor when I attend?
Mm-hmm.
What other sort of information or explanations? Will there be people there who are sort of talking me through it?
Okay, so when you come for the exhibition, when you walk in through the door, the first thing that you will see is 6 huge info panels that gives you a background of what's the refugee crisis looking like now globally. So you will see how many refugees are there around the world, what causes them to flee, what's their demographic like, what's the map looking like how they are going to where. And there's also like a background of how's the refugee issue looking like in Malaysia, and then an introduction to the exhibition. So after walking through these 6 panel boards, you will see the 3 recreation homes, and then you will then move on to the VR experience. And after the VR experience, there is actually a special corner where we call it a little souvenir shop with a lot of different products made by the refugee community. So we want it to be a call to action to people who visited it. After you understand the story, you can actually support them by purchasing those items. And we also have another simple exhibition by Earth Air, which is also a social enterprise working with refugees. They will be sharing photographs and also story of refugees who are currently here in KL. So the whole journey will be from their home coming to KL, what's their home looking like and how is life like in KL. It will be quite a holistic experience, I would say. So the exhibition is sponsored by Think City in collaboration with Dignity for Children, Earth Air, and also Illuminate. So there is Picha, Earth Air, Illuminate and Dignity for Children, which 4 of us are organisations working with the community. And to be honest, I'm super excited. We are all very excited to come together and work on an exhibition, because we really think that to create awareness and to reach out to more people, coming together is definitely the best way to go. And with all these different resources and different programs, we are able to create a lot more content. So for Dignity for Children, their programs are super interesting. So on every Saturday, they will be doing something different. So for the first Saturday, we actually have haircut and hairstyling session by the refugee teen who are trained.
Oh.
So by getting a haircut, you are empowering life. So I'm very excited for that. I might cut my hair there.
So this is within the exhibition space itself?
Yes, within the exhibition space, but only on weekends.
Right.
So every weekends, we have special event. The first Saturday will be haircut. Mm-hmm. The second Saturday, there's a make your own keychain workshop, also by the refugee teen. And the third Saturday, we actually have a backyard and balcony compositing workshop, also by Dignity for Children. Composting. Sorry.
Composting
Yeah,
workshop.
Composting. So every Saturday, the third Saturday, we have backyard and balcony composting workshop. And then on Sundays, on every Sunday, we have a more family-oriented activity by Illuminate. Illuminate is also an organization working on refugee education. So every Sunday, we have board game sessions where you play very special board games with the refugee kids, and it helps them to sustain their school. And we also have upcycling workshop where they do plant pots and things like that with upcycling materials. So every weekend, we also have food kiosks by Picha, of course, with snacks from Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. So it will be a very fun exhibition, and I think it's really very interesting. interesting to see people coming together for this.
So the exhibition itself is, of course, free.
Yes.
But the other activities will be charged accordingly.
Yes. So for the other activities, it will be charged and all the profit will go to the organization organizing it, because it goes back to sponsoring the kids to school, goes back to helping the school to run and things like that. So all the charges on the day itself is actually for the organization. It's not for the exhibition. Mm. Yeah.
So when it comes to putting together, or when it comes to realizing the idea of this exhibition,
yeah.
You're one of the curators. How does it work in terms of the actual putting together?
So the whole exhibition can happen because a lot of people come together for it, which is amazing. We have Wei Hao and Zoe. They are both fresh grads from architecture school. They are amazing. So when I propose to them this idea, they immediately jump on board. So they have a full-time architecture job. And then after working hours, they work on this. So they put together the whole recreation of the three homes. So both of them are working on that. And I also have Eunice, who is partnering with me to put together this whole event. And then we have a designer called Pui Kam. And then we also, of course, have the person in charge of each organization. So everyone is working together to make this happen.
Mm. And what do you think people will be surprised by when they attend this exhibition?
I think one thing that we really want people to experience is to realize that that could be me. To realize that they really had a life that was similar to us, and this happened to them not by their choice. And that could be us, and we are just the blessed ones who are not hit by these kind of circumstances. So I think in the end, the campaign and the movement that we want to push is really the hashtag that could be me. And I think with that kind of understanding, we are able to empathize more, understand more. And with that, probably we can think about more actions that we can take to reach out to this community. Because as we progress every day in life, we shouldn't forget all these communities who are left behind, not by their own choice. And to be honest, we have seen this community for almost 5 years, and it's really not that they are not working hard. They are working extremely hard, but it's just that there's no opportunity for them. And we hope that this can create more understanding to push a movement where we can include the marginalized community in our daily life. As we progress, we don't forget about them, and we do all we can to involve them into the whole progression of the country and of the world.
And why do you think that a creative arts festival is useful to sending this message across?
I think when Urbanscape asks us if we want to be part of it, we immediately jump on it. Because we think that spreading awareness can come in many different ways. And art itself, it's a way that people can express, can tell stories. And if we can use art for a good cause, why not? Just like Picha, we use food for a good cause. And right now, arts came in and we think that it's like really a good opportunity for us to bring this awareness to more people. And Urbanscape itself, every year there's so many people coming. And just imagine how they come here thinking that it's an art exhibition, but in the end there is more than art. There is stories, there's a good cause, and there are people being impacted just because they have visited the exhibition. So I really think that we can make an impact in many different ways, and today we are able to do it through arts.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Suzanne.
No problem. Looking forward to see people there.
Well, I've been speaking to the Picha Project co-founder, Suzanne Ling, about This Is Home, an immersive exhibition at the Urbanscapes Festival that gives us insight into the life journeys of refugees. The exhibition is on from the 3rd to the 18th of November at the Urbanscapes House. And for more information, you can visit urbanscapes.com.my.
You can also find out more about the full program on our Facebook page. So if you go to Urbanscapes 2018 or you go to the Picha Project Facebook page, you can see the event page and all the details will be in there. And we will be constantly posting updates so you won't miss out on anything.
Coming up after the break, more on art exhibitions that are happening at Urbanscapes 2018. We'll be speaking to curator Sharmin Parameswaran about an exhibition called Reimagine Us. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.